BT are undertaking a huge piece of work transforming analogue phone services to their new One Digital Voice service. Now, to talk more about this, we have with us Vicky Hicks. So tell us, first of all, why is this transformation taking place and what effects will it have for customers?
This is a once-in-a-generation programme. It impacts all communications providers or home phone service providers, BT being just one of those. So anybody that has an analogue home phone at home still today will be impacted by this transformation. And the reason it needs to happen is the current landline network across the UK is decades old. In some places, it's 40 years old, and it can no longer keep up with the modern way of living or offer our customers the same service that they've grown to know and love over the years. So in order for us to keep our customers connected on the landline, we need to move them to a digital service. In the vast majority of cases, that's a really, really simple switch. It just means unplugging your phone from one place and plugging it into another. And they'll get a far better service as a result, with lots of additional benefits like enhanced scam protect, which prevents scam calls from getting through to them, which obviously puts many of our customers at risk of fraud.
I'm sure the scam protection will be a big winner there, Vicky. So everyone who has an analog phone will have to go through this. Do you have to be like a BT internet customer, or again, is this going to be for absolutely everyone?
This will be for everybody. So whether you're BT, Virgin Media, Sky, TalkTalk, Shell, regardless of who your provider is, you'll be moving to a digital landline over the next couple of years. We're all working to the same deadline of January 2027 to do that really safely for our customers. And as long as you have a home phone and a broadband service today, then you'll move to a digital voice service. So for anybody like my grandparents who only have an analog landline, they don't have access to broadband or a mobile phone in the home, they won't move to digital voice because you need broadband in order to have digital voice. We will move those customers to a partially digital service called the dedicated landline service. And that enables those customers to carry on using exactly the same phone as they have today in exactly the same way as they do today.
For many people, Vicky, blind or partially sighted or older customers as well, you know, technology can sometimes be a bit of a challenge. Is there support for them to do that because they may be a bit concerned about this?
So what I would say to those customers is that we're here every step of the way. There is a solution in place for every customer, and nobody's going to be left without a working landline service as a result of this change. For anyone that is blind or partially sighted, then there's absolutely additional support on hand. As long as your service provider knows that you're blind or partially sighted, then we're able to offer a free engineer-assisted visit. So they'll come to your home and actually make the switch to digital voice for you. And we'll also provide you with the power resilience piece of kit, a battery backup unit, or a hybrid telephone that will keep you connected in the event of a power cut.
Is there a cost for this?
No, there's no cost to anyone as a result of moving to digital voice.
Tell us about the partnership with RNIB, Vicky. How will that work and what will you be doing?
We're partnering with a number of charities, including RNIB, to really make sure the whole customer experience and the journey that our customers are going to digital landline is as safe as possible for those customers living with additional needs. So with RNIB specifically, they've reviewed all our customer communications. We're testing the number of telephones that RNIB encourage its members to use and that are good for those with vision impairments. And we're also conducting a trial working with RNIB and a dozen BT customers to actually move customers through the digital voice journey in advance of us moving the rest of the vulnerable customers on our base. And we're doing that to really test what works and what doesn't, get some in-the-moment feedback from our customers, with RNIB working alongside us to tell us where we can improve the whole experience for our customers living with visual impairments.
Just finally, Vicky, then, if people would like to find out more about the change and the work that's going on and how it will affect them, or perhaps they maybe want to take part in the trial, how do they do that?
So bt.com/digital voice has lots of information on it about what's happening and when and how it will impact you. We're also running roadshows right the way across the UK. So we've done about 400 events so far. We've got another 700 coming up between now and next December. So I encourage customers to go on our website, see when we're going to be in your area and come and visit us. And we can talk to you face to face about what all of this means. If you'd like to be a part of our trial, then we'd urge you to get in touch with RNIB and let them know that you'd like to be part of that trial. And then we'll be in touch shortly after to organise that for you.
And if you'd like to get in touch with RNIB, you can, of course, call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can also get the team, if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Vicky, some very exciting changes, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.